Sunday mornings at Yellowknife Vineyard.
Lord, thank you for the opportunity that we have to try to learn a little bit more about you. Thank you for the privilege you've given me to bring the word to the congregation, your congregation. And as I come and I share with them, I ask you to speak through me. I ask you to come and be present, and that whatever is meant for people to hear and for me to say, that's what will happen. We just commit this time to you, and we invite you to be visible, and we can feel you as we progress. We pray all this in your name. Amen. Okay, so Advent. It's been, for the last 4 weeks, we've been trucking along. The star has been our signal. The star has been what we've been following. So if you've been with us, either here or online, you know that we're tracking with the star. We are looking at the four themes of Advent, which were hope, love, joy, and today it's peace. Right? And if you want a little snippet, you can look at the tree and they'll help you remember the different things, right? Christmas is coming. It's an exciting time. We can't deny the excitement that's in the air as we go or we get closer to Christmas. That star 2,000 years ago or so have led those wise men through rough routes and smooth ones, through easy passages and difficult ones, all the way to Jesus Christ. The star remained there before them as they undoubtedly encountered friends and fellow travelers, and as they sat in the company of deceptive and powerful people like King Herod. Through all the circumstances and surprises of their journey, their star never faltered or failed. It faithfully pointed the way to Jesus. So together we continue to look in the light today as we follow the star in the journey of peace. When I think about peace, my mind really wonders what it really looks like, especially for me today or in difficult times. Does your mind wonder too? Now, I want you to take a second there and think about peace. What comes to your mind? Did anybody think about songs or music? Did anybody think about one specific song? It is well with my soul. I would say it's an old song, but maybe it's better to say it's an older song. Not many of us might know it, but some of us might. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Does anybody know this song? Yeah. Does anybody know the story behind the song? Yeah, some people nod, so yes. The song portrays such strength and steadfast trust, but the song has also become famous and more revered for the story behind the words. For those of you who don't know, Horatio Spafford was a businessman in Chicago in the 1873. After he had lost one child to pneumonia, he sent his three other children and his wife to Europe, and because he was busy, he couldn't go with them, so he sent them ahead in a ship. And they went ahead to Europe ahead of him. And unfortunately, there was a shipwreck. The ship sank. And all the three of his children died. He got a telegram from his wife once she arrived in Europe saying what had happened. He was really on the next boat to go meet her. She survived. And as he was traveling to where she was to meet his wife, around the same area that the ship has sank, this is where he wrote this song. And that's why it has such power in it. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. The painful circumstances he faced make the lyrics all more and more powerful. The words were not written by someone who was enjoying an easy life, but one who found peace, deep, authentic peace in the midst of heartache. Do you want to experience that peace? I want to experience that peace all the time. But let's be realistic. Having the peace does not mean that we won't endure hardships or trouble or violence or fear. As Horatio beautifully captured in his hymn, the journey of peace is not immune to those things. In fact, they are central to the story. I just want to highlight this next sentence. On this journey, we learn that peace is not the absence of trouble, but rather the presence of God. So I say that again. On this journey, we learn that peace is not the absence of trouble, but rather the presence of God. What pain are you facing this season? What are your struggles? What is weighing you down? What is stirring up chaos in your spirit? Anxiety? Stress? Are you willing to open your heart to God's peace, even in the midst of the struggles? The journey of peace is certainly an appropriate journey for our world today. Just as the ancient Roman world must have felt during the first Christmas, our world seems full of violence and uncertainty. The pressures of our daily lives just keep coming at us. They don't stop. They don't seem to stop. Our world and each and every one of us is in desperate need of peace. Our Prince of Peace has walked and understood this world. He has come and he is present. His peace is available to us today. Let me tell you more about that peace. How do you picture the night that Jesus was born? I know there's many images out there. There's one song that stands out the most, which is Silent Night. A peaceful moment when all was calm and bright. But if such a moment occurred on that first Christmas, it was probably a very fleeting moment. Mary gave birth in a barn. The city of Bethlehem was overflowing with hordes of people that had just traveled miles on dirt roads. Visitors started arriving to visit the new baby within hours of his unsanitized birth. King Herod was angry and in pursuit of him. And don't forget the company of angels rejoicing and worshiping. There was noise and hurt and pain and struggle and fear that first Christmas. And yet, there was great joy and deep peace of the highest order. Does this sound familiar? Our journey of peace this season is not one separated from the realities of life, but a journey of peace in the midst of life with all its noise and chaos. Sometimes we just need to pause. Jesus brings peace right into the center of our heart and our daily life. He brings the power to seize the noise, calm the storm, and overwhelm our hearts with his perfect peace. He is our Prince of Peace. The prophet Isaiah's words reveal something more very important about peace. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. Peace is not just a feeling or a state of being. Peace is also a person. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Throughout Jesus' life and teaching, we see the peace comes from the person of Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit. God's presence with us. By sending his Son, God sent peace into the world. When we abide with him, we abide in peace. As we abide with peace, we learn to trust God with the unpeaceful parts of our lives, and we find ourselves transformed. In the midst of all that was happening that first Christmas, we are told that Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Luke 2:19. On the surface, Mary's life has not become more peaceful. If anything, things got a little more crazier with the announcement of her miraculous pregnancy. I can only imagine Mary thinking about how others would see her having a child out of wedlock, or even how her husband would react to it all. And then the birth of a new baby, but Mary was learning to trust the one who was in control. When we surrender our control, when we stop worrying, when we stop planning, when we stop overthinking, to the Prince of Peace, we can find rest in him. The chaos, anxiety, noise, the busyness of life may not change, but we can experience peace because we trust the one in control. What do you need to surrender and enter the journey of peace this Christmas season? Let me encourage you to encounter the peace that Christ has for us by taking the psalmist's word to heart. Psalm 46:10. Be still, I know that I am God. Be still, I know that I am God. Such stillness can be a precious commodity in a busy holiday season like we are in. But even a short pause can allow us to breathe deeply and connect with Jesus himself, the source of our peace. That may mean pausing briefly at the start of your day to read scripture or to converse with God to align your day. But it might also mean pausing during your work day or in the middle of grocery shopping to breathe deeply and repeat some words from the Bible as a reminder. Tell yourself who your Prince of Peace is. Let your mind rejoice in knowing that he is always with you and taking care of you. This morning, trying to get things ready, and I came and set up the sound and got everything ready, and then I forgot I had to set up the computer for the children's ministry. And as I go into the room, try to log into the password, and the password's not working. And it tells me I need to reset the password. And here you see me trying to do that quickly while trying to set up the things that we need for the children's moment. And it just seems like everything's all over the place. And I asked Jessica to just come and set up the things herself. And, you know, I try to put this into practice. I stopped her and I said, I don't know what to do. I just took a pause. Luckily, I restarted the computer, and once I restarted, everything started to work fine again. But in the midst of that busyness and craziness, it's important for us to pause and remember who our Prince of Peace is and why we do the things that we do. Jesus came as the Prince of Peace, and we can depend on him and experience peace in our lives and our souls. But we know that peace doesn't always come to the world around us. As we look around our world and read the daily news, we realize how desperate our world is for peace. Countries are at war, refugees are far from home, our neighbors are hurting, there's violence in our schools, there's anger in our families. We continue to live in a place of tension between the past, the present, and the future. That place in a broken world was still churning and reeling until God completes his restoration. Against that setting, our path may not look much like a journey of peace, even as we look towards a near Christmas. Jesus has brought to the world with his arrival. He continues to fill us with peace through his spirit. But it's not until he comes again that our world will experience complete and perfect peace. Yet, this is where the peace we experience now can shine the brightest, because it doesn't always make sense. The Bible tells us God's peace is beyond understanding, and yet we are encouraged to draw close to God and to rely on him for his peace. Philippians 4:6-7 tells us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It doesn't make sense. It transcends understanding. It is too good to be contained by the limits of this world. Its reality is even better. When we depend on the Prince of Peace and come to him in prayer in every situation, his peace flows over us to settle and guard our hearts and minds. Just like you got to see with the salt water. Maybe this is the paradox of prayer. So often we come to God asking him to change our circumstances or those around us. Sometimes he does, but a lot of times he doesn't. He changes our hearts and our perspectives. As we pour out our hearts and connect with him, we are able to see a little more like he does, to trust more confidently in his ability to handle things no matter what, to settle in the peace of his goodness and faithfulness, to tap into the sense that it's all going to be okay no matter what, one way or another, because he is in control. That sense of understanding, of calm and acceptance, acts like a guard around us, our hearts and our minds. It's a gift of peace that Jesus promised when he left the earth. He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you," he told his disciples. "I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." That's John 14:27. Those aren't just empty words. They are rooted in truth. Jesus spent his whole life with people wanting to kill him. He knew there was much suffering coming to those who followed him. Yet, he told his disciples and us not to be afraid. Why? Because he knows the end of the story. He knows that no matter what troubles us and causes us fear now, in the end, his peace will overcome it all. As we journey towards Christmas, we can trust that promise for ourselves and for our world. And we can experience peace because we know that one we put our trust in. He is faithful and true. His peace was prophesied long before his arrival. "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Isaiah 26:3. And as we have seen, he delivered to us his unfailing promise as the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace has come, and he is coming again. And in the meantime, he gives us this message: peace, be still. Pray with me. God, thank you that in the midst of the chaos and pain of our lives, you invite us into your peace. Help us to abide with the Prince of Peace and to rest in the peace that comes from trusting you. Give us the courage to trust you with our lives and with the situations we see in the world around us. Fill us with your peace. Keep us in your perfect peace. Let it continually restore us and draw us to yourself. And let us bring your peace into the often chaotic world around us. Amen. Thank you. Is the worship team to come up again?
Thanks for listening. We hope you can join us next week. Have a blessed week.